Okay, let's get cracking today. We are starting Maseches Tainis. It's very exciting as we learn Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Now, Maseches Tainis, which literally means fast day, is going to discuss the fasts that a community must observe when it is faced with some sort of a tragedy or some sort of a communal disaster. Now, if a tragedy occurs, whether it be a famine, whether it be a disease, whether it be a lack of rain, as we're going to see, then on a Torah level, we're obligated to daven and we're obligated to sound the shofaros. There is also, on a midrabanan level, an obligation to fast, an obligation not to eat during that period of time, as we're going to learn about as the Masechta continues. Now, the purpose of all of these halachos is to show ourselves and to show others that punishment, that onesh, comes from Hashem, and it is only through tshuva and tefillah, repenting, coming back to Hashem, and davening to Hashem, that we can avoid the danger and get rid of the danger that has presented itself. Now, in the land of Eretz Yisrael, specifically as we begin discussing rain, rain does not fall throughout the year. There is a rainy season that begins shortly after Sukkot and lasts until Pesach. The Chachamim, therefore, added two tefillos when it comes to rain in the daily Shmona Esrei, which we say during this period of time, again, from Sukkot until Pesach. The first is a praise of Hashem for His greatness in bringing rain, and the second is a request that Hashem send the rain. Now, the praise of Hashem for bringing rain, those are the words that I'm sure many of us are familiar with from the first part of Shmona Esrei, where we say, Mashiv Haruach Morid HaGashem, we thank Hashem for making the wind blow and making the rain fall. This phrase, again, is referred to Mashiv Haruach, and that's praising Hashem for the power of rain that He has shown in bringing the rain. Now, the Tanam and our Mishnah are going to disagree as to the exact day of Sukkot on which we begin saying this phrase of Mashiv Haruach in the Shmona Esrei, as our Mishnah is going to explain. It says, the Mishnah, Me'emos Mazkirin Gevuros Geshem, and when do we begin to mention rain by saying Mashiv Haruach Amorid HaGeshem? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, we begin on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees and says, no, mi Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, we begin on the last day of Yom Tov, the last day of Sukkot, which we refer to as Shmini Atzeres. Now, Rabbi Yehoshua argues and challenges Rabbi Lezer and says, Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua says to him, Ha'ol vein gesham elitzim in kol ha'bechag, since rain on Sukkot is a cursed thing, it's a curse, it's not something that we want. There's the Gemara in the Masechta Sukkah describes, it's literally like a master throwing a drink back in his servant's face if it rains on Sukkot, because you can't sit in the Sukkah if it's raining. So it's a terrible thing for it to rain on Sukkot. So Lama Maskir, why would one mention rain on Sukkot if we don't want it to actually rain on Sukkot? Rabbi Eliezer defends his position and he says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Blazer responds, Afani lo Amar Tilisho. I did not say that one should ask for rain on Sukkot. Don't ask for rain yet. Rather, I simply said that one should mention rain by saying, which simply praises Hashem for bringing rain in its proper time after Sukkot. And since this phrase refers not to immediate rainfall, but to simply rain in its proper time, there's nothing wrong with saying it on Sukkot, again, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But then Amar Lo, Rabbi Shua said back to him, Imkein Lo Olam Yeh Maskir, if that is so, that mentioning rain is simply about praising Hashem in its proper time and not necessarily right away, then you should always mention rain, even in the summer when it's certainly not going to rain. Yeah, we don't do that. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, the Mashiv Haruach, which again praises Hashem not for bringing rain in its time, but for bringing rain at this time. Therefore, it should be said not on Sukkot, but it should be done right after Sukkot. And as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is in fact in accordance with Rabbi Yehoshua. So immediately following Sukkot is when we start to mention Mashiv Haruach. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And the Mishnah is going to begin with a statement that sides with one of the two opinions in the previous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in Sholin as a Geshamim Ella Samach LeGeshamim, like we said based on Rabbi Yehoshua, that we don't request or mention rain by saying Mashiv Ruach except close to when you actually want the rain to happen, which begins after Shemini Atzeres. And that's why we begin like Rabbi Yehoshua, and we start mentioning rain only on Shemini Atzeres. We don't begin on the first day of Sukkot. Now the Mishnah is going to identify the specific tefillah of Shemini Atzeres when we should begin mentioning rain. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ha'over lifnei atever b'yom tov ha'acharon shel chag," that the halacha is that the chazan, the person who goes in front of the teva to lead the davening on the last day of Yom Tov on Shemini Atzeres, says the Mishnah ha'acharon mazkir, the last one to go and be the chazan, meaning the one who leaves the musaf davening, he should be the one to say mashiv haruach. Harishon eino mazkir, but the first person, the one who's leading shacharis, he does not mention mashiv haruach yet. We don't say mashiv haruach in the shacharis tefillah of Shemini Atzeres, but we do say it in tefillas musaf of Shemini Atzeres. Now we continue to mention rain through the winter until the first day of Pesach, and the Mishnah is now going to try to figure out which specific tefillah of the first day of Pesach do we stop mentioning rain? Do we stop saying mashiv haruach? Says the Mishnah, b'yom tov ha rishon shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, harishon mazkir, the first one who's leading, meaning the chazan for tefillas shachris, should mention rain, should say mashiv haruach. Ha'acharon eino mazkir, but the last one, meaning the person who's leading musaf, does not mention mashiv haruach. We continue mentioning rain until the musaf tefillah of the first day of Pesach. Now, until now, in the Mishnayos, we've been discussing only when it comes to mashiv haruach, the praise of Hashem for bringing rain. However, like we discussed previously, there is another phrase that we add into the Shemona Esrei of our weekday Shemona Esreis in the winter, and that is the tefillah of Vesein Tal Umatar Livracha, where it's a bakasha, it's in the section of Baruch Aleinu, the section of Shemona Esrei, where we're asking Hashem for the rain, not just praising Hashem for the rain. And the question is going to be, when do we ask for this tefillah? When do we ask for rain in this tefillah? It says the Mishnah, Ad Emas Tashol and Aseg Hashamim, until when in the winter do we ask for rain by saying, V'sein Talamat Levracha? And that's going to be a machlokas in our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Achiyavor Pesach, Rabbi Huda said that we should ask for rain until the Yontif of Pesach is completed. Rabbi Meir Omer Achi Yetze Nisan, but Rabbi Meir says that we ask for rain until the month of Nisan is over, because the rain is even good throughout the month of Nisan. Shnemar Vayored Lachem Geshem Mora Umalkosh Barishon, as the Pasuk tells us in Yoel, that he brought down rain for you, the early rain and the late rain in the first month, meaning in Nisan. And since this Pasuk, which praises Hashem for bringing rain in the month of Nisan, does not specify a particular date in the month of Nisan, it seems to imply that rain is good through the entire month, and we're therefore going to ask for rain until the end of Nisan. Now, as the Tos Yonta points out here, Rabbi Huda would respond, and he would say that the Pasuk cannot prove that we can daven for rain until the end of Nisan, because it refers to a unique time in history, that the Navi Yoel was prophesying that after 3 years of drought, rain would fall in Nisan and cause crops to grow in an incredibly miraculous way. But in normal circumstance, he would say rain is not beneficial in Nisan. It just happens to have been that was a unique situation. That was a unique time. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph discussed when do we begin mentioning the greatness of Hashem, the koach of rain, Mashiv Ruach Moreh Gashem. Rabbi Elazar said that the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua said from Shemini Atzeres when you should begin. Rabbi Yeshua said, why would you ask for rain when it's Sukkot, and when it's a Siman Klal, we don't want it to rain on Sukkot. Rabbi Elazar said because it's simply mentioning rain, it's not asking for rain. But then Rabbi Yeshua said, but then you should always just say Mashiv Ruach. We don't do that, so obviously it should be said at a time when it is close to the time when we actually want rain to take place. And that's why we do in fact start saying Mashiv Ruach in Shemini Atzeres, which is close to when we want to begin actually declaring and receiving rei. And then Perak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, began with our Psak Halacha of the previous Mishnah. We said that we start mentioning rain by saying Mashiv Aruach, except when it's close to the rainy season, which was Shmini Atzeres, and that's when a person should do, like Rabbi Yeshua told us. And then the question was, which tefillah of Shmini Atzeres should we begin saying Mashiv Aruach? So Rabbi Yehuda said that the Chazan of Musaf should start saying Mashiv Aruach in the Chazaras HaShatz, and the first Chazan of Shacharis should not say Mashiv Aruach at all. And then the question was, when do we stop? So the Mishnah told us that on the first day of Pesach, the Baal Shacharis, the person davening Shacharis, should mention Mashiv Aruach. Let me stop with the Chazan of Musaf again. The Chazan of Musaf is always the one who's going to change, and he's going to stop saying Mashiv Aruach in that particular tefillah. And the question was, until when in the winter do we ask for rain? Do we say V'sein Tal Mashal Avracha? So Rabbi Yehuda said that you say it until Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that you wait until Nisan is completely over. He quotes a pasuk in Yoel. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't really use that, although that was a unique situation. That is the question of when we stop saying V'sein Tal Mashal Avracha. Have an amazing day.